Judge Rogelio Lopez of the Precinct 4 JP Court said he sees hundreds of students from Judson and SAISD each year, and so many students missing school has a dramatic effect on the dropout rate.
When I see the same child over and over and over again in court, that's a pretty good indicator that there's something that's not working.
And although the dropout rates are down in SAISD,
the class of 2012 was 50% less than the class of 2007, so it's down to 12.5%.
Spokeswoman Leslie Price said the district has several layers of truancy prevention in place to keep the situation from getting to the court level.
In some cases, we have students who need to work, and we look at flexible schedules, and we have two satellite campuses as well that we've opened up in the last couple of years, and a third one to come, making it very accessible across the district.
Right now, parents and kids who have received truancy notices have 2 weeks to call the JP4 court and set up a court date, or the kids will be picked up November 12th and brought to the court by a constable or district police officer.
They need to explain to the court why there are so many absences, because it is a criminal offense. There are a certain number of requirements that have to be met before the student can be charged. If it's a valid reason, then the case can be dismissed.
Lopez said although many are hardship cases where kids are working to help the family or don't have transportation, the larger number of cases involve kids who don't want to go to school and their parents may be unaware of the problem. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.